Welcome to episode 19 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope everybody's week is going well. Just want to say thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to stop by and listen to the podcast. And this week, I'm smoking the Hoyo La Amistad Black by A.J. Fernandez. It's actually a collaboration between Hoyo de Monterrey and A.J. Fernandez. So let me just head right on over to the website and give you the description. It says, the collaboration between Hoyo de Monterrey and A.J. Fernandez continues with the introduction of Hoyo La Amistad Black. Featuring a meticulously fermented Ecuadorian Sumatra Oscuro wrapper that's peppered with Nicaraguan Habano filler leaves, La Amistad Black has a Mexican San Andrean binder. Together, notes of cinnamon, leather, and hot sauce deliver the quintessential power and spice of an AJ blend, while giving a nod to the bold and flavorful tradition of Hoyo cigars. And the flavor profile is medium to full. Again, tasting notes are leather, spicy, peppery, and cinnamon. And they suggest drink pairings would be aged rum or a stout. And the sizes, the available sizes are Toro, which I'm smoking, is a 6.5 by 52. The Gigante box pressed, 6 by 60. And the Rothschild is a 4.5 by 50. So those are the three sizes it's available in. I'll leave the link to the Hoyo website in the show notes. You do have to click through to cigarworld.com to get the sizes, because they don't list those on the Hoyo website. But if you click through to the more information under the Hoyo La Amistad Black, it'll take you to Cigar World, where it has basically the same description, and then they just have the added tasting notes and sizes there on that website. Okay, now that we've taken care of this week's cigar business, let's head on over to Mike Heiser's book, What Does God Want? Get into this week's section entitled Supernatural Infiltration. Remember what happened in Acts 2 was about the coming of the Spirit. The arrival of the Spirit was the crucial element of a new covenant, a new set of promises God was giving to humanity. Many Christians don't realize that this also meant God was launching a spiritual war to reclaim not only the Jews who had rejected Jesus, but also Gentiles, people from the nations he had rejected back at the Tower of Babel. God was in pursuit of his family, and it didn't matter where his children lived. He wanted them, and he would find them. The passage we just read in Acts 2 tells us the Spirit came with wind and fire, Acts 2:2-3. Fire and burning smoke were common elements in visions of God's presence in the Old Testament. Exodus 13:21-22, Ezekiel 1:4, 13, and 27. God at times came in a whirlwind, Isaiah 6:4 and 6, Ezekiel 1:4, Job 38:1 and 40:6. Jews who heard Peter's message and saw the coming of the Spirit with their own eyes knew the day of salvation had come. Think about what happened in this scene. 3,000 Jews living abroad in the nations where their ancestors had been scattered had come to Jerusalem for a religious feast day. They witnessed the coming of the Spirit and heard about Jesus, the Messiah, and what he had done. They believed in Jesus. They became Christians, his followers. What do you suppose they did next? They went home. Why does that matter? Because now the lost, divorced nations had 3,000 evangelists planted in them. They were like secret agents embedded in hostile territory, held by other gods. They would be God's initial means to multiply the size of his human family. They were the first wave. Their mission? The same one Jesus had given to his disciples, the Great Commission. Christians know the verse as well. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. But again, something is missed. That's the Great Commission, all right. But I skipped verse 18. That's the one usually skipped when people talk about our mission to evangelize. Here's the full statement of Jesus with something important in bold. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. Did you catch that? Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. The authority in heaven part is pretty easy to understand. Jesus ascended into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Colossians 3:1 and Hebrews 12:2. But what does the on earth part mean? This is easily missed. His ascent, which naturally had to follow his resurrection, marked the end of the authority of those who held power on the earth up to that point. Who was that? The fallen sons of God, appointed over the nations when God divorced them. Deuteronomy 32, verse 8. And that's the end of this week's section called Supernatural Infiltration, from Dr. Mike Heiser's book, What Does God Want? And I would encourage you to check the links in the show notes to Mike's author page and take a look at some of his books, pick some up. A lot of knowledge there. Really helped me over the years. And also check out Groundworks Ministries that I have linked there as well. Steve Wiggins' new ministry for daily Bible study. And support him in his new ministry endeavors. So with that, thanks again for stopping by. And until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.